Welcome to another session of Coffee with Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. These are real life talks about real life topics, and I'm pretty bold and brazen with the Word of God, and I don't mean to offend anyone. I have to give it to you straight, just like the Word tells us. Today's topic is soul ties. If you're a baby Christian or you're not a Christian, you don't go to church, this may be an unfamiliar term to you, and I hope that by the end of this broadcast that it will be crystal clear how important soul ties are. We're going to be talking about godly soul ties and mostly ungodly soul ties. So what is a soul tie? It's a bond between you and another person that is unhealthy, and it distracts you from God. An ungodly soul tie is the deep bond that develops between two or more people that leads to bad behavior. The behavior could be addictive, manipulative, even violent. These ties hinder us from experiencing the fullness of God. It's bondage. It's like you're imprisoned. Sex is probably the most prevalent common way to create an ungodly soul tie. I know it's unpopular, and it was unpopular when I was growing up to save yourself for marriage. I'm sorry that I didn't. I was wrong for that. I have no excuse. Pastor Debbie says it best. When you have sex with someone, you're sleeping with everybody they've ever slept with through a soul tie. And if you couple that powerful statement with the fact that the Holy Spirit is living in you, if you've asked the Lord into your heart, then that's a double whammy. You're sinning against your own body and the Holy Spirit, like bam. If that doesn't shake you to your core, I don't know what will. Ladies, when we have sex, we actually give off a chemical that helps us bond to the man that we're having sex with. Now, this is the exact same chemical that makes moms and babies bond during breastfeeding. This is why it's so hard for us to move on when we break up with the guy. So now you know you're not just crazy. There's a chemical reason for it. Lust is a killer, y'all. It's a killer. It can only lead to destruction. It destroys families. It destroys marriages. It destroys work relationships. It destroys nations because of politics. I mean, you name it. There are three verses that I want you to read on your own when you have time, and pray and meditate if you have a stronghold, a weakness in this area. Galatians 5:16, 1 Thessalonians 4:3 through 5, and 1 John 2:16. The enemy uses lust to lure and tempt us. He knows that for many of us, it's a weakness. Because once you've had sex, let's just be honest, good sex, you want some more. Your body begins to crave that. Your body has reactions to being touched in certain places. I told you I was going to keep it real. We'll keep it, you know, GPG rated. But we need to talk about these things in the body of Christ and stop pretending that these things are not happening. Flee, run, jog from sexual sin like Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. You are sinning against your own body. The Bible tells you that your body is a temple. The Holy Spirit lives in you. Again, that should shake you to your core. You do not belong to yourself. You belong to God. You were bought with a price. Jesus died for you, and you need to honor God with your body. So I also encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 6. Starting at verse 18. Now, there are two types of soul ties. Godly soul ties are based on the bond in marriage. When these spirits join and you know that this is the person that God wants for you, then there's a covenant. The marriage is consummated and two become one flesh. You're joined body and soul. This is a beautiful thing. This is God's plan, His design. This is the way He wanted it. And when we honor God, it will work out. Does that mean you're never going to fight? Heck no. You're going to fight. You're going to have little arguments. But the Lord's going to be your foundation and it will all work out in the end. Ungodly soul ties. Now, most of the time when preachers preach about this, they always preach about it from a sexual perspective. But it doesn't have to be through sex. It can be through anyone where someone has control over someone else through guilt, fear, or manipulation. I've seen ungodly soul ties between parents and grown children, between pastors and congregations, between employers and employees, between neighbors, between coworkers, you name it. Control is one of the most identifying symptoms or factors that lets you know that there's an ungodly soul tie. Let's talk about some more signs and symptoms. If you're in a relationship and you constantly fight and argue, the communication is manipulative with no empathy, you may be the victim of an ungodly soul tie. If you've lost your identity, you don't know who you are anymore because you've been degraded so much, you've internalized the labels that have been put on you, you may be the victim of an ungodly soul tie. If you no longer can tell when things aren't right, you accept wrong as right because you've been manipulated and controlled for so long, you no longer think for yourself, you may be the victim of an ungodly soul tie. When you no longer have empathy for others or sympathy and you're callous and cold, you may be the victim of an ungodly soul tie. If you feel unworthy, unlovable, shame, guilt, you may be the victim of an ungodly soul tie. If you fear for your life, you're always walking on eggshells, you may be the victim of an ungodly soul tie. Now, I know this has been a little dark, a little depressing, but there's always hope in Jesus. God is our Redeemer. He can pull us out of the pit and out of the mire. He can help us to remove the veil that's been put over our eyes. And you may be asking yourself, why would God allow this to happen? A lot of times we put ourselves in that situation and it has nothing to do with God allowing anything. We did it. I'll use myself for an example. My second husband, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Now, without being messy and inappropriate, I put myself in that situation, even though I saw the red flags. The red flags were there. I cannot blame God for that. I did that to myself. I regret that to this day. It's over and done with, praise God. But I did that. God did not do that. So sometimes we do things to ourselves. And I know that's hard to hear, but it's the truth. You can break free from this. Jesus came to set the captives free. That's you and me. He died on the cross for every single one of us. You can take back your power and authority in the name of Jesus. All you have to do is pray. and ask for the Lord's help and surrender the situation and the person to Him. You need to break and separate from this person. If you are in danger, then you need to have a plan. You need to have backup. You need to have support. Forgive those who bound you. I know this is the most difficult step, especially if they were abusive. You need to confess and repent if there was sexual sin. You need to acknowledge that this is a problem, that you are in an ungodly soul tie relationship. And I know it hurts. And I know it's going to be difficult. But you've got to do it. Nothing and no one can come before God. He's a jealous God. And we cannot make idols out of our relationships. So I pray that you prayerfully consider if you're in an ungodly soul tie. Remember that your body is a temple and that the Holy Spirit is living in you. God wants the best for you. An ungodly soul tie is not God's best. You can start over today. You can't erase the past, but you can move forward and start over today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I lift up everybody who's in an ungodly soul tie. Lord, I pray that you break them free from this bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare healing and wholeness and deliverance. Thank you, Father God, for the blessed subtractions from their lives, that you are closing doors that need to be closed and that you are opening doors that need to be opened. I thank you that you're going to surround them with peace and with people who are safe, who will love them and guide them in the right way. I thank you, Lord, for the lessons learned from these toxic relationships. And I thank you, Lord, for spiritual maturity. I thank you, Lord, for physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing and cleansing right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we cry out to you, Abba Father, for release from these ungodly soul ties. Forgive us, Lord. We humble ourselves before you in repentance. Cleanse us, Father. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. I hope you enjoyed today's session of Coffee and Jesus. I needed to preach that to myself, so I feel better now too. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.